USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan Saturday, but this time there are reports of violence. Women protesting in Kabul for the second day in a row. An Afghan news agency reports the protests turned violent as Taliban forces did not allow protesters to march toward the presidential palace. The new unemployment number is not as good as analysts expected. The Labor Department's jobs report for August released Friday. Analysts expecting about 720,000 new jobs get just 235,000 instead. President Biden, though, trying to look on the bright side.
Today's report shows that the steps we've taken, passing the rescue plan and vaccinating 175 million people, make our economy capable of growing and adding jobs even in the face of this continuing Delta surge.
The unemployment rate dropping in the latest report to 5.2%. Pre-pandemic in February 2020, we were at 3.5%. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
We could be in for a bad month when it comes to COVID. That warning coming from Dr. Anthony Fauci on MSNBC Friday.
When you get over a holiday weekend like the Labor Day weekend and then start going into the fall, you have children coming back to school in en masse. You know, there'll be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of kids coming back to school. All of those ingredients together could actually lead to a resurgence of cases, and that's what we're concerned about.
There are reports of more kids getting COVID, increases in pediatric hospitalizations and deaths being reported. Fauci, though, says it's too soon to know if this is because the Delta variant is really tougher on kids than other strains, or is it just that more kids are getting it. New Orleans residents who fled ahead of Hurricane Ida being asked to return home. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing Friday almost all residents could have power back by Wednesday. As of Saturday morning, PowerOutages.us reports over 145,000 outages in Orleans Parish. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden signs an executive order to release some 9/11 documents. Wendy King has more.
President Biden signed an executive order calling for his administration to review and declassify some documents related to the September 11th terror attacks. The documents come from the FBI's investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash of Flight 93 in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed. Biden said the order directs the Justice Department and other agencies to review the documents and release the declassified information over the next 6 months. Survivors, responders, and victims' families have pressured the government to release documents related to the attack. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Some GOP senators asking questions about those still in Afghanistan. Here's Tim Berg.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.